Sì, intanto mi associo a te per quanto riguarda complimenti e auguri al maestro Teresa Procaccini, che ha veramente aiutato in modo molto maieutico, direi, i talenti e le qualità dei suoi allievi, venire fuori in modo così limpido e suggestivo. E poi mi pare che tu sia stata molto esaustiva per quanto riguarda questa scoperta, questa intuizione di cui parlavi poco fa, per cui vediamo che chi riesce a realizzare un quadro di guida compositiva riesce anche a fare della regia, volontaria o meno che essa sia. In tutti i casi, in questo senso, l'esperimento mi sembra che sia riuscito molto bene. E grazie anche non soltanto a Coppotelli e Scappucci, ma anche a Paolo Montin, clarinetto, e alla voce di Danilo Serraiocco.
Let us go then, you and I, when the evening is spread out against the sky, like a patient who has risen upon a table. Let us go through certain half deserted streets, the muttering retreats of restless night in one night cheap hotels. And so does the restaurant with oyster shells. Streets that follow like a tedious argument of insidious intent to lead you to an overwhelming question. Ah, do not ask what is it. Let us go and make our visit. In the room, the women come and go, talking of Michelangelo. The yellow fog that rubs its back upon the window panes, the yellow smoke that rubs its muzzle on the window panes, licked his tongue into the corners of the evening, lingered upon the pools that stand in drains, let fall upon its back the soot that falls from chimneys, slipped by the terrace, make a sudden leap, and seeing that it was a soft October night, curled once about the house and fell asleep. And indeed there will be time for the yellow smoke that slides along the street, rubbing its back upon the window panes. There will be time. There will be time to prepare a face to meet, the face that you meet. There will be time to murder and create, and time for all the works and days of hands that lift and drop a question on your plate. Time for you, and time for me, and time yet for 100 indecisions, and 400 visions and revisions, before the taking of a toast and tea. In the room, the women come and go, talking of Michelangelo. In a minute there is time for decisions and revisions, which a minute will reverse. For I have known them all already, know them all, have known the evenings, mornings, afternoons. I have measured out my life with coffee spoons. I know the voices dying with a dying fall beneath the music from a farther room. So how should I presume? And I have known the eyes already, know them all. The eyes that fix you in a formulated phrase. And when I am formulated sprawling on a pin, when I am pinned and wriggling on the wall, then how should I begin to spit out of the bad hands of my days and ways? And how should I presume? No, I am not Prince Hamlet, nor was meant to be. I'm an attendant lord. One that will to swell a progress, start a scene or two, advise the prince, no doubt, an easy tool, deferential, glad to be of use, politic, cautious and meticulous, full of ag sentence, but a bit obtuse, a time indeed, almost ridiculous, almost a time the fool. I grow old, I grow old. I shall wear the bottoms of my trousers rolled. Shall I pass my hair behind? Do I dare to eat a peach? I shall wear white flannel trousers and walk upon the beach. I have heard the mermaids singing each to each. I do not think that they will sing to me. I have seen them reading seaward on the waves, combing the white hair on the waves blown back, when the wind blows the water white and black. We have lingered in the chambers of the sea by sea girls wreathed with seaweed red and brown. Still, human voices wake us, and we drown.